Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. You can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you are at the website, I want to invite you to go and sign up for the free newsletter. When you sign up for that free newsletter, I am going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I use personally in my own life. And those tools that I had to use to correct my life, I use them to heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live, had to overcome abuse, disease, divorce, and a near-death experience. Whew, wow, crazy. But I got through it, and so that address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I've got a lot of events coming up this week, next week, and I want to share them with you so you can mark them in your calendar. So before we start with the show, I want to just give you these dates and all these things that are coming up. Got a busy week next week. So on Monday, June the 17th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, I want to invite you to tune into Talk Radio Network. I will be a guest on that show, and I'm going to be sharing my personal story about overcoming the adversities in my life. And that, again, is 6:30 on Monday on Talk Radio Network. Now, on Tuesday, June the 18th, I will be starting the training again for anyone who wants to become a radio host. And the program that I'll be teaching is how to launch and monetize a successful radio show in 30 days. Now, to get signed up for that, I want to invite you to go to AskSueLondon.com website. Then, again, on Thursday, before we do our show, I am going to be on as a guest on Nicole Craig's radio show, and her show is on A2Zen.fm station, and that's Thursday, June 20th at 1 p.m. You'll remember Nicole Craig, she was our guest who was on the show, and she did Psych K with y'all. Well, she has now got things in place, and her first show starts on Thursday, June the 20th, and again, I will be her guest on there. So finally, on Thursday, when we do our show here at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, our guest is going to be Bonnie Christina Ross. And I want to give you the heads up about the show for next week, because Bonnie is going to be giving all you callers a psychic medium readings. And you remember, we've had Bonnie on many times before, and a lot of you could not get through. So we brought her back again just for anyone who did not get through. So you're able to call in and ask one question, because we want to give you all the opportunity to have a reading with Bonnie. So that's on next week's show, and that's at 5 p.m. Eastern, which is 2 p.m. Pacific. And finally, we've got a lot of new spiritual life coaching programs now in place. So I want to invite you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. It's /spiritual-life-coaching. And there's lots of details in there and different ways that I can help you. So check all that out. So, I got through it. Now, Christopher,
yes.
How about you? How is your week going? Father's Day is coming up.
Father's Day is coming up, and I might as well tell the listeners that you got me a Father's Day gift, and I'm not going to say what it is on the air because we had talked about that ahead of time, but I will be using that Father's Day gift, I'm going to use it next week, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and I won't be with you next week. I will miss you.
That's right, but we'll be together again. It's not the 4th yet, the week after, is it? No, we still have another week after that, I believe. So, yeah, we'll be together again the week after.
That's right, yeah, yeah. We might as well tell everyone, you're going away. So you're away for next week.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll say that. And you offered us a wonderful trip, Sue, and we certainly appreciate that.
Well, you know, anything from my favorite producer. What can I say?
Aw, thank you so much.
You know, I think we all deserve to have a break, and you certainly have really done a lot for me and a lot of other hosts, and every owner of a radio station needs to have a little time to have a getaway. So we're all basically saying we love you, and we're kicking your butt to go away. So
I'm not going to lie to you. I am excited but nervous at the same time. I'm very nervous about it.
I know. So what I want to put out there is everyone who's in Westerly, Rhode Island that's listening to the show right now, kick Chris's butt and say, y'all take that trip there, okay? So we'll see how many people are kicking your butt over the next couple days. But, yeah, keep me posted and send me lots of pictures for sure.
Well, I've already had a few butt kicking, so this was just going to add to it.
Perfect, perfect. What else is new with you?
Well, other than that, I mean, this is our second week in the new studio, and, it just gets nicer and nicer, and the decorations are up on the wall, and we're just getting busier and busier. Summertime's here. We've got a lot of big weeks coming up, a lot of events. So
yeah. What's the first event coming up?
The first event coming up is when I get back from the trip, Summer Pops, which is in the nice Victorian park across the street, Wilcox Park, the Chorus of Westerly, in conjunction with the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra. They perform in Wilcox Park. It's a free concert. It draws 30,000-plus people to the downtown Westerly area. So all around the radio station, we have to reserve our parking places because it's going to be a busy weekend.
Wow. I know we have a huge event, as you know, and many of our listeners may not know. I live in what we've moved last year to the Niagara region of Southern Ontario, Canada. And in our area, we have a Peach Festival in August. And we were told that we actually have to get a parking pass from the city, even though we're out in the country, because they have thousands and thousands of people come out for this event. So if we want to be in our driveways or have our family come over, our friends, we have to have parking passes for them. That's how big this event is here. So this, I know what you're saying, you know, take your area and it just really expands. You got to be covered for that, don't you?
And they have rules about that, too. You can't put your blanket down in the park until 5 o'clock Friday afternoon before the pops. Wow. It's very, very specific.
Wow, how interesting. I got to say, I had a bit of a shock today.
You?
Yes.
Never.
I was speechless, okay? I actually got a bit overwhelmed, and this is a good day for us to have the show today.
Well, I'm overwhelmed myself. Perfect.
Well, my daughter called me. One of four daughters, right?
Yes.
Okay, we've got a daughter getting married this year. We have a daughter getting married next year. Daughter three says, you know what, Mom? We're talking about getting married. Third daughter announced the M word, and I nearly fell off my chair.
Good for you. That's good news.
What do you mean good for me? We're parents of four girls. They're all getting married. Would you remember what I said, 2 years ago? Oh, our worst nightmare would be all of our girls getting married at the same time. Be careful what you say, folks, because you could bring it on.
But that's a good dream, though. That's not a nightmare.
Oh, you know, well, we're like right involved with planning all the weddings too, right?
So, oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so, yep.
There's a solution to that, more B12.
Oh, exactly, for sure. I didn't get my B12 shot this week, you'll be proud to know. But anyway, so this leads us to our show today. But before we talk about it, let's give a book away,
sure.
Shall we?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, folks, the book we're going to give away is My Life Story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is a story about all the challenges that I faced in my life, from having Crohn's disease to being told I would live with that for the rest of my life, but going on to heal it, going through a life and death pregnancy, going through abuse, divorce, near death, life and death pregnancy. Christopher, I'm brain like dead here. I can't remember everything that I went through.
Well, I mean, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. I mean, a near death experience, and I mean, the whole Crohn's disease story and the story of your ex-husband, and I mean, and then how you just burst back into just, you know, being the great positive person that you are now.
Exactly. So we want to give a book away. So why don't you tell everyone, Chris, how they can win it, and do they have to come into the station, or are you going to mail that? So you want to share that with everybody?
Well, if anybody's within like 30 miles of the radio station, I would encourage that you come to our beautiful new studios overlooking the Pontiac River. But it's easy to win. All you have to do is be the first caller right now at 1-800-930-2819. 19. That's 1-800-930-2819. And as I say that, and as we're waiting for a call, Elaine Morgan from Ashaway Dry Cleaners, I promise you, I will deliver your book to you. She's asked me a couple of times, and I haven't been up there to see her yet, so I've got to get up there to give her book.
Yes, please do. And if you don't get that book, would you please email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and I'll kick Christopher's butt to make sure you do get it, my friend.
Very good.
So while you're taking those calls, everyone, I want you to know that our guest today is Maria Simone, wonderful friend. She's back again. And our topic is how to shift overwhelm into opportunities. Now, I'll tell you briefly about Maria, and then I'm going to tell you some of her websites to check her out, because there's so much to talk about with this girl. Maria Simone is an author, a speaker, an entrepreneur, and an expert at combining spiritual principles with practical business and life-building strategies. She is the author of Passion to Prosperity, Instant Ways to Profit from Your Skills and Talents, and the creator of the 7 Steps Enlightened Business Building System. Maria is an expert at reinventing your life and business and staying on an enlightened path to joy and prosperity. Now, I want to give you two of her websites here. She's got some free gifts for you. So to help you with shifting overwhelm and enlightenment entrepreneurship. So if you go to Passion 2, so that's number 2, prosperity.com, and enlightenedentrepreneursummit.com. She's got some gifts there waiting for you, and so check that out, and there's so much more to share about this girl. So let's bring Maria on, and then I know we're a little bit over for commercial break, so we'll say hi and then go to break. How's that, Christopher?
That's beautiful.
Okay. Maria, hello there, my friend.
Hello. Hi. Now I'm thinking about weddings and planning and leveraging. And
I know. Come to Canada, my friend.
Okay. I'm so happy to be here, but I know you have to go to commercial.
Sure. Now, let's take that quick break, and then we're going to come back with Maria, and is she ever going to help us all to get out from being overwhelmed? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk. Radio.com. On the 3rd and 4th Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com.
That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Maria Simone, folks. She's here today to show you how to shift overwhelm into opportunities. Talk about awesome timing, right? Before we start with Maria, Christopher, I understand we have a winner for the book?
Yes, we do. We have Sandra Manfred of Shoreline Drive in Westerly, who's within driving distance of the radio station. She's going to come here and pick up the book sometime over the course of the weekend. And we congratulate Sandra. She was the first caller.
Perfect. Well, Sandra, congratulations. And I look forward to inspiring you there, my friend. So, okay, let's get started with the show. Now, Maria, last year was my year to go through all kinds of transition with having houses built. And, you know, you were on the show when I had to do it from a hotel room in the Hilton when we had to live there for 5 months. Now you're going through a transition. Let's get you to define exactly what transition is, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that, because I think this is really important for people, because I think so many people are going through transition without really realizing it. And so if you don't realize it, you know, it's hard to acknowledge it or, you know, really do the steps necessary to support you. But I just think anytime you're going through any type of a change in your life, so it could be, you know, even your change in living, that's a transition, any relationship, your financial standing, that's been coming up really big for people. You know, jobs, you know, and it's not about being good or bad or anything. It's just any change in your life, the way you think. I mean, many people are doing a lot of personal development work and transformational work, and so now your whole belief systems are shifting. And so we have to acknowledge that that is a transition, you know, in your life as well. And so anytime I think there's any change, it's really, it's good to step back and acknowledge it. Okay, this is a change that's happening in my life. And because we just kind of, if you don't recognize it, you're just going to plow over it and not understand why you're feeling that way. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally, totally. And I can tell you, I used to be someone, and I'm saying I used to be someone, I didn't handle change well at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was bad. But, you know, now I accept it. I go through change. I go through transition. Look at everything happens for a reason. And, you know, really go with that flow. And once you accept that and you own it, you know, it is such a so much easier to make transitions. And we're all about growing and making changes, and it's inevitable, right? You know, you live, you die, you pay taxes, and you change, right?
Yeah, because, you know, if you're really here to have a life, I mean, really, to live, to evolve, to grow, I mean, there has to be some expansion somewhere. Yeah. You know, even universal law and Einstein, and, you know, we have like law of vibration. Either you're expanding or contracting. You know, our energy,
exactly.
We cannot stay still. It's either expanding or contracting. And so, you know, the best thing is to keep moving forward, but also acknowledge as you move forward, things have to change, you know, in order to get to that next place. And so, yeah, I was trying to think if I have been accustomed to change. I think in the past, because I didn't have a good foundation for it, I probably was very I've been resistant to change in the past, and that has hurt me.
Well, I was going to say, I know we have a lot of listeners, and they're listening to you and I saying, okay, you know, change, what could they go through? Now, so why don't I, before we go any further, get you to share, you know, you've had a lot of stuff happening in your life just recently. Like, there's another book in there, my friend.
I know. I came up, I was coming into, online with you as you were speaking, and I could have sworn, I said, is she talking about me already, or are you sharing your story? So we talk about, let's go through the illness. You know, I've had a life-threatening illness. When I was younger, I was paralyzed from the neck down. I thought I was going to die. And, I don't know if it was real. It may not have been life-threatening, but as a five-year-old, you think you're going to die. And I had a spontaneous healing that was just incredible. But that was a traumatic period of my life. And I've had other illnesses since then. So we have the medical crisis, and I had a breast cancer scare about 10 years ago, and I'm fine. It wasn't cancer, but just going through that whole process. And then, of course, you know, the financial ups and downs. I mean, I know how to make money, but in the past, boy, major distinctions between knowing how to make money and knowing how to hold on and create wealth, something I've learned recently. But, you know, we've had some major economic changes, or I've had an embezzlement issue in my life. I mean, I've seen my wealth shift dramatically, and so that's a pretty traumatic change. Divorce this year, even though it was welcome and impending, and really looking forward to moving on with my life, it's still a huge change after 8 years. Being with someone, and shifting careers. You know, some people, they spend years in their education and stay in a career for years and years. I invested heavily in a healthcare education. I got a license as a pharmacist, and within 15 years, I actually retired from that industry, and I started in a whole new industry, starting over. And I've done that a couple of times with my life in different industries. And so that alone, for many people, that can be very traumatic and overwhelming, just huge career changes and things like that. So I think that's half the gamut of all that, health, relationships.
Yeah, and you know, like even just going through one of those, like, I know you talk about illness. I know when I went through Crohn's disease, my life came to a stop, and it was all around hospitals and all around that. And then you go to another area where you're going through divorce. It's all about courts and lawyers and negativity, and it's horrible, depending where you're at with that, with your relationship. But the transition, if you fight it, it just makes those situations even bigger and worse.
Yeah, divorce is very divorce is really traumatic, even though it's welcome. Yeah. And, no matter how peaceful it is, and most of the time there is, there's something there because there's so much loss and grieving, takes place. So there's usually, there is emotion there, whether or not, when people say, oh, we had a peaceful divorce, there's always something there. But it's so interesting. I had a really great foundation to be able to transition from being married to being single and all that. So I feel really strong about that. However, I was quite shocked that even though I felt very strong about it, just, my whole identity shifted almost overnight. And that was very powerful and palpable. And I kept thinking, my God, 50% of the relationships end in divorce. And so there, of course, are millions of people going through these feelings of, who am I now? And how, and relating to the world in a different way. That was really incredible. I was quite amazed at that.
Yeah, it really is an eye-opener, isn't it? You find that friends you thought you had, you don't. And you're not, setting reservations for a couple, but setting them for one. And, been there,
and
done that.
Don't even get me started with Facebook. Oh, my gosh.
How many marriage proposals have you had now, Maria?
Well, it's not just so much, oh, that's crazy. You know, there's a lot happening there. But, you know, just the games, you know, because we were friends, and now, you know, it's like I unfriended this person. Yeah. He says, how dare you unfriend me? And I'm like, you unmarried me. I'll go to unfriend you. It's like this whole game.
Oh, how, you know, folks, you have to look at this lightly when you go through divorce, because if you don't, you're going to be, you know, the worst way. You're handling this very well, Marie. I'm pretty proud of you.
No, it can be, yes, if you have a good attitude about it. Of course, I'm feeling it and, you know, honoring those feelings and emotions, but I'm not getting stuck in it. You know, I'm moving through it. But yes, there's a lot to laugh about. I mean, you go to court now and there's a whole training. I mean, they actually call you in to give you an orientation on how to manage divorce using social media, what to say and what not to say, what's accessible in court and all this stuff. It's like, wow, this is really amazing. So it is a very traumatic period, and how you show up for you and we'll talk about that. It's really how you, you know, it has nothing to do with the other person. It's all about how supporting yourself and loving yourself. And
yeah. And, you know, when I was going through all my challenges with my divorce, and we're really focusing on divorce now. We must have a lot of listeners listening about this with divorce, but because I feel that our discussions are always like divinely, you know, guided here with what we say. But I found when I was going through my divorce, my kids were very angry. And, you know, I'm a believer everything happens for a reason, and I will say, and I will continue to say, that everything that I went through in my life was the greatest gift for me, because it showed me who I was, it showed me how strong I am, it brought me to my Mr. Right, my soulmate, my best friend, Ross. It really showed me how to appreciate life, be grateful. And what I did with my kids was I put this saying on the fridge, say, change the way you look at things, and the things that you look at will change. And that affirmation was so powerful for all of us, both my girls and myself. Very powerful. On that note, Maria, we have to take another commercial break.
Okay.
So folks, that quote, change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. And on that note...
Brilliant. Yes.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more Maria when we come back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor, and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my wonderful friend Maria Simone here with us again today, folks, and you are learning how to shift overwhelmed into opportunities. Now, when we were going on the break there, Christopher shocked me. You had this amazing quote. I just got to get you to share with everyone, my friend.
And I can't take credit for it. My mentor, John Fuller, actually told me this years ago, and I don't know where he got it from, but if you dream it, you will achieve it. If you doubt it, you'll go without it.
I like that. Can you say it again in case anybody wants to write it down?
Yes, it's if you dream it, you will achieve it. If you doubt it, you'll go without it.
I like that one. Very good. Keep sending those new quotes in, Christopher. I like that.
I will.
Yeah. Now, Maria, where do you think that overwhelm comes from?
You know, I think, for many people, you know, those feelings of overwhelm, what happens first off is just a lot of it is the fear of the unknown. You know, things are changing. They're not the same anymore. And you may not recognize that you're actually in transition and you want to hold on to something. You know, you want to keep doing what you're doing and it's not the same. And so there's initially that fear of unknown and just trying to hold on to it. And you just kind of get caught up in, you know, either doing too much or just the fear. And it just really stops you in your tracks for a lot of people. I mean, transition isn't always about overwhelm, but oftentimes when we're going through transition, sometimes we just, they feel like you get paralyzed a little, it's like you don't even know what next steps to take or you kind of slow down a little bit. So I think that's a pretty general feeling for people. And then they start getting into judgment and there's like, what's the matter with me? You know, why can't I do this? What, you know, and so there's all this judgment and doubt and it just kind of topples on top of each other. But I really feel a lot of it starts with the fear of the unknown.
Like, well, and I know kind of a sign for me when I get overwhelmed, I tighten my neck. That's my cue. And I find that what overwhelms me is when I'm not organized. And I'm a very, very organized person. So I find that when I get overwhelmed, my neck tightens. Those are my cues. And I have to go, okay, well, where am I overwhelmed? As well as, like, you know, that fear and different things can come up, right? But I find when I take a sit down and I start writing on a piece of paper, you know, my steps I have to do, what I have to do in what order, that really helps me to become less overwhelmed. Now, that's what I do, but I know you've got a lot of ideas.
That
too.
Is so important. I think what's really important for people to understand, when you're going through transition and you start feeling overwhelmed, you have that feeling like, what do I do next? Or you have this fear of unknown and it starts paralyzing you. The first thing I do is really you just got to stop and breathe.
Yeah.
And really have that recognition. And you just touched upon it. You are now, I mean, really, it's almost a place of gratitude. If you can kind of shift your thinking, just even for a moment, it's really come from a place of gratitude because what's before you now are choices.
Yeah.
So, you know, now you have all these opportunities. You may be praying about something to change in your life or you want something, and it starts showing up for you. It can be overwhelming when all these things start happening all at once. And we tend to, you know, have the fear and we have the anxiety around it, but really it's just choices. So that's the very first thing I think I support everyone in doing is just stop
and breeze through it. And you don't have to plow through it. If you're not feeling good, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you feel the fear, you feel the anxiety, you don't have to plow through it. Just stop for a moment, acknowledge it, and start looking at it maybe from a place of gratitude. Say, oh my gosh, thank you. I look at all these choices that are before me. And now you can start picking and choosing and getting, as you said, get organized as to what is really now more important to you and where you do want to put your time and your energy and, you know, kind of step into that. But you intuitively, you're doing that. You just start getting organized and you start looking at, okay, what, you know, what's before me?
Yeah, that's what I do. And you know what else is really a good sign for me? I have my dogs at work with me, my little Shih Tzu and Shih Tzu, Gus and Willie, and they will pick up, they'll sense what I'm going through, and they will come over and they start wagging their tails and start doing yoga poses. And that's their way of saying, okay, time to get away from your desk and let's go for a walk. And I will do that as well. As, you know, before I start making my list, I'll take them for a walk. And while we're walking, I'm organizing my thoughts in my head. Yeah. And I do that. I do the breathing as well. And that really helps me to get grounded again. And
that's,
I think that's
really
important.
That is really an important second step. As soon as you stop and you breathe and you take some, you know, take some time for yourself is now, because you're entering, you're probably going through a transition, you're feeling overwhelmed, you don't want to be consumed by it. You need some space to be able to make the changes that you need. And so I really say to people, you know, start looking at what you can really start eliminating or delegating in your life. Your life is changing, so what you've done in the past may not work. So maybe you've been over-obligated. And we, you know, women are notorious for this, right? We say yes, 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 and we tend to overextend ourselves and maybe obligate ourselves a little too much. And maybe it's time to say no and start backing away. You need to give yourself some space. Let people know, look, I'm going through this shift. Can you pick up the slack here? Or can I have more time here? Or can I just let this go? And just, I've been doing this year. It's just really letting go of things because I wanted to honor me and give me the space that I needed to make the changes.
Yeah, and you know, you're saying exactly what I've done today. It's so funny because this weekend is Father's Day weekend, and our kids, Maria, you know, and listeners, you've been hearing me saying about, you know, my husband Ross and I moving into this new house. Well, we moved in the house in December. Now the weather's great. Our kids are coming home all weekend. They come home every day for all the meals because they love the energy of our home and our area. So I just decided that this weekend I've got a lot going on, and I'm taking tomorrow off, having a date with my grandson, 6-year-old. He wanted a date with grandma, so that's important. So I've said to my kids, everyone is going to make part of the meal. And what are you making? So I kind of delegated who's cooking what for our big Father's Day dinner. And then after I did that, I then connected with my assistant and gave her some more things to do, work-related stuff, because I was starting to get my plate really loaded with work. So that's so interesting you said that. But you know, you're saying about clearing your space, making more room. I see for me that when I am about to go through a change, I intuitively just start cleaning out cupboards. Yeah. And we don't have clutter in our house. And that is, as soon as I do that, my husband Ross will say, oh no, what's changing? What's going on now? We don't have anything more for you to throw out, you know?
I really think moving that energy, you're right, you're so intuitive. Yeah. And guess what? We both, you know, if you look at you, you're a great model for this. And I feel like I do this very well myself as well. We move through these transitions in our life fairly quickly, very peacefully, joyfully. We're laughing, and we're still experiencing the same, you know, things that other people are experiencing that, you know, it sidetracks or derails them for years sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have all these coping. And I totally agree with you. Is moving that energy, just kind of decluttering your life, shifting things around, moving the energy, just making space. You're making space. That's a really that's a very powerful action to do.
Yeah, it is, and it's very therapeutic too. Because you know, when you're overwhelmed, you know your stomach can go in knots, and all kinds of physical stuff can happen. So when you don't know what to do, when you clean stuff out, it feels like you're doing something when you don't know what else to do, right? So
well, I think too that the moving that energy and clearing space that really affects money in your life. I know it affects relationships, especially, you know, I love, you know, my single friends that are pining, you know, to have romance in their life, yet there's no room in their life.
you know, probably lots of clutter in their space,
yeah,
right?
It's like physical clutter, just, you know, in very other areas of their life. I'm like, just, you know, go through your life and start decluttering, even symbolically, like clean out your closet, make some room in your closet for someone else's clothes, and, you know, in energetically in your business, you know, to straighten out your office, close the loop on things, you know, look at your cash flow now. If there's any leaks, like, start cleaning it up, and, you know, make room for more money if you're in financial transition. And so that's a very powerful step to take, and it's something, it's a very positive action step that you can take, so you're not feeling overwhelmed and you're just kind of clearing space.
You feel, and you know what I even did today, and this is something that I do rarely, but when I get overwhelmed in business, I clear the programs, the documents, the files on my computer, and I was doing that today too. So, you know, when you have a lot of files, you don't need them anymore.
Wow, can you come, all right, now you're going to have to come visit me. You're like,
oh, I told you, you come plan a wedding for me, and I'll help you with that area. Don't get me overwhelmed on that M word again with the marriages.
You're the pro. You know what's really important too, Sue, is for people, they're going through these changes, and things aren't the same anymore. They don't look the same, or maybe their actions from the past aren't working now in the future, or in the present. And so we tend to have feelings of judgment. We're mocking ourselves. You know, there's confidence issues, or we're tentative. You know, we're not sure what steps to take. And so we tend to not love ourselves as much, or maybe not have as much compassion. And it's really important during this time, if you really want a successful transition, if you want it to be productive and peaceful and joyful and really come out, you know, ahead. I mean, the whole goal of this is to be moving forward, is it's really critical that you acknowledge that you're going through change, and it's okay, and to be compassionate with yourself, allow yourself to have new experiences. If you're feeling fear, then feel it. You know, don't stuff your emotions down. And I hate that saying, grin and bear it. I hate that. You know, it's like, that's so silly. But, people go, look, I'm having, I'm in transition, I'm changing. And, allow the space to have for the cries and the anger and the fear and whatever's going to come, just let it flow, and it's okay, and not judge it, because this is really critical for you to get to that new place. You
for
have
sure.
to experience all this.
Marie, we've got to take another break.
Okay.
Can I get you to hold that thought?
I will.
Folks, stay there with us. We're just going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to give you some more steps to shift overwhelmed into opportunities. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane.
Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have the amazing Maria Simone here with us today, folks, and we are helping you to take overwhelmness and turn it into opportunities. And we are having fun today, aren't we, Maria?
Yes. I feel like
we always have fun.
A cup of coffee or something, Danish.
Yeah. Well, folks, honestly, we have not been having sugar or chocolate or anything like that. We even had to ask Christopher on the break if he's been eating well, and he has acknowledged he has. Right, Christopher? Tell everybody.
Well, most of the day, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Work with us on this, okay?
Okay, I'll work with you. Yes.
during the break, Maria, I was saying to you and to Christopher that one of the things that I haven't shared, well, I think I shared it during the show a long time ago, but what was the new transition for my husband Ross and I is we became empty nesters in the last year. And so many people were coming up to us saying, oh, it must be awful. Oh, it must be terrible. You're now alone. How can you handle each other? Blah, blah, blah. We were totally excited to become empty nesters. We now have to, pay for dog sitting when we have to bring someone in and things like that. But it was really great now that we're on our own. Don't you find it interesting how people think you're going to react a certain way with different situations?
Yeah, it is quite amazing. And I was just thinking about me for the last few months. I don't think I mentioned this. I know you know, but I didn't mention this on the show, that for the last couple of months, I've been homeless. I sold my houses, moved to California, and then went through a divorce. And so I had a beautiful, I moved into a beach house temporarily, and then I was going to pick right back up and get into another house. Just wanted to go through that transition. And was actually part of my friend buying a house and moving in with her. And it was just, we had this grand plan, which is still moving forward, but it's just taking longer than we expected. Yeah. So we wound up going to a hotel. I know you lived in a hotel for several months.
Oh, 5 months. Yeah. We were there for 5 months.
Well, this is the first time that I... And I've always been a homeowner. I've always had a lot of stability in that regard, foundational. Mm-hmm. I always had a home. Even though I travel a lot and I'm on the road, there's always a home base. And right now, I don't. I lived in a hotel for a while, but I was a little tired of that. And so I started doing some other things. And but what was really interesting is, how people react to that. At first, for me, it was like, wow, it's like my whole foundation has shifted for me, and I had to really get used to that. That was a major change. But it is interesting how people react to that. Some people are very excited for me because they know, I've created an adventure around it. And other people who are not used to that kind of a change, they're very concerned, about my well-being. Yeah. And all that. So that you must be experiencing the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's true. Like, I didn't even think about we didn't have a home. Like, we moved into the hotel, and then people were saying, you're homeless.
Right.
And I thought, Well, I'm having a house built right now. In fact, we were having three houses built last year, like two investment properties. And I thought, we have lots of homes. We just can't sleep in them yet, you know. But it did make me think, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think what's really important, and this is part of probably why maybe we cope well and we're able to move through it, is, you know, you have a plan. I mean, you create an adventure around the change. You have, you know, you start having some short-term planning. You can't get attached to anything, of course, you know, when you're going through this period, because God only knows what's, you know, you don't really know what's in store for you completely. There's a reason for everything. But you have a little bit of a plan and you know, just be open to being fluid and all that. So your next step was to start your adventure with your husband and, you know, all these other things. And for me, I took the opportunity to actually go around. I spent about a month in a hotel, which is, you know, fine. But you can get a little restless in a hotel. Yeah. And so I took the opportunity to visit friends who just happened to have, like, beachfront properties, you know, all over the place. And I'm visiting, and this is my summer vacation.
That's the way to look at it. Your cup is, you know, half full, not half empty. That's the way everyone should look at their situations. I know, like, Christopher will tell you, my husband Ross doesn't call me his wife when he introduces me. He tells people I'm his adventure because he doesn't know what we're going to do next. But which is, I love it. I think it's great because that's, our life is a big adventure.
Yeah.
But you know what I found every time I go through transition, and you may be seeing this yourself, it's like the universe is saying, okay, you're going through this transition, but there's a reason why I put you here. And I always find that whether it's just me or Ross and I together as a team, it's like we're always put in the place to help someone who's in need. And that could be, you know, at the hotel we were at. That could be when I was in the hospital. I know when Ross's appendix burst years ago and I was, you know, outside the surgical room, there was a lady they forgot to even, wheel her back from a test. She was there for 2 hours. They forgot about her. And so she asked me to help her. You know, there's always a situation that comes up that we're put into place. Now, do you find that happens for you?
I have been embracing that more and more. The more still I am about it, you know, if you don't react to all the change, if you just you just acknowledge that, you know, there's a reason for it, and you know, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not downplaying, you know, some people have just such, especially when health is involved or there's a death or, I mean, I'm not minimizing what you're going through, but the more that, the less that you can resist it, and the more you could just stay with, you know, experience it and feel it, and it's okay, but not get caught up in the change itself. Just know that there's a reason for it, and just be observant to what's happening around you, experience it, you know, look around, support others. I do find that there's always a very profound reason for it. There are other lives that are touched that you're meant to intersect with, and I really have gotten that. That is really, I'm so clear about that, and that's why I think I've become very fluid, you know, with any change in my life. It's almost like you're taking a ride on rafting ride on a river.
Yeah, and that's how it should be, exactly. When I always say, stop being the actor in a scene and become the producer. And when you look at the scene and what's happening, you can be more grounded, make better decisions, the whole bit. Maria, I'm looking out of time. We're out of time here, my friend.
Really?
You and I have no problems talking, do we?
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't even let Christopher to get many words in this week.
That's quite all right. I was enjoying every minute.
Tell everyone, you got about 30 seconds, Maria. Tell everybody your websites, because I know you got some great gifts for everybody.
You know, I'm changing too. We're rebranding, reorganizing. But, you know, if you just want more about shifting from overwhelm, you can go to passion2prosperity.com and get my free downloads there. Those are all about overwhelm and business building. And then, of course, we have the Enlightened Entrepreneur Summit. I have how to stay in the flow as an enlightened entrepreneur. And that's at enlightenedentrepreneursummit.com. But we're getting ready to film a TV talk show and, you know, do some other things around, you know, transition and living a more passionate life. So stay tuned.
Maria, we'll have to have you back.
We're out of time, my friend.
I love you. Thank you.
I love you, my friend. Thanks for being with us. Folks, we are really out of time, and I want to thank you all for tuning into the show today, and I hope something that Maria and I have said and Christopher have touched you in some way today. Now, on behalf of my guest, Maria Simone, my wonderful producer, Christopher, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And Christopher, you have an awesome holiday. Everyone who's a father out there, have a great Father's Day. And everyone else, have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.